This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. And now a story with a potential ew factor, but also an awe, as in awesome. The Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston is highlighting some unusual masterful artworks created during the Italian Renaissance, artworks that honor the dead. These reliquaries, as they're called, hold holy relics, small pieces from the bodies of popes, saints, and martyrs. And now, after being separated for two centuries, a series of four reliquaries are reunited at the Gardner, which owns one of them. WBUR's Andrea Shea was there as the three rare loaned artworks painted by the artist Fra Angelico were being unpacked after their long journey from Florence to Boston.
The tradition of preserving the physical remains of revered dead people goes way back. It's been practiced throughout history by many religions, including Hinduism, Buddhism, and, in the case of the artworks now at the Gardner Museum, Roman Catholicism.
So relics, whether they're pieces of skin or strands of hair or fragments of bone, tend to be pretty invisible.
That's Gardner Museum curator Nat Silver. He says these holy relics, as they're known, were often tucked away in an ornate container or sacred painting with little chambers called a reliquary.
It's effectively a gift box that highlights, that advertises, and that presents its contents in a vivid and exciting way.
Now, three 15th century reliquaries from the Museo San Marco in Florence are being delicately unpacked and installed in the Gardner's gallery. The relics they once held are long gone, but their freestanding shrine paintings are still eye-popping.
So we'll hit two separately,
It's kind of what we did to ours, too.
Under bright work lights, a team of tense but excited museum staff hovers around a colorful, gilded piece of art they're preparing to mount. Amanda Venezia, the Gardner's head registrar, looks on nervously.
This is like the operating room. You know, it's a very delicate process, and we have a lot of best practice procedures that we employ when we're doing this work, and so we get a little twitchy. We get a little nervous sometimes.
It's Venezia's job to oversee the reliquary's travel, safety, and condition. She says so far, their arrival has been like a religious experience.
When we opened this reliquary, it moves you. It's amazing to be in the presence of such beauty and pieces of history.
These reliquaries were painted in the early 1400s by Fra Angelico, a celebrated 20-something artist and Dominican friar. At that time, Florence was exploding with magnificent buildings and artworks, and the Dominican Church of Santa Maria Novella commissioned the reliquaries for its sacristy, the holiest place in the church, where treasures like gold chalices, sculptures, and relics were kept. The three reliquaries from Florence are part of a four-piece set that was broken apart. Later, Isabella Stewart Gardner's art agent found it for her. Silver says it's one of the museum's crown jewels.
When Gardner bought it in 1899, it was the first Fra Angelico in America, and it really kicked off a trend. If you were a major museum at the time, you suddenly had to have a work by this painter.
Turns out Mrs. Gardner had her own trove of relics, too, from celebrity artists she admired.
She collects strands of Nathaniel Hawthorne's hair. She picks up a cigarette butt that Brahms has been smoking, puts it in an envelope, and labels it for posterity.
Now, the only Fra Angelico in Gardner's collection is poised in its plexiglass case, waiting for the three from Florence to join it in the installation. Chief conservator John Franco Pocobene is thrilled the newly restored historic paintings are being reunited.
And because they've had different histories, they have a somewhat different appearance. Ours, for example, is not varnished, and so its surface is somewhat different from these, which had received varnishes. But all of them appear to be like in spectacular condition. I mean, they're really well-preserved objects.
It's time to open the fourth and final crate from Florence.
Look at that.
Okay, can you wait a minute?
But the angels are who are under.
Yeah, you know what? We'll worry about that when it comes out.
Handlers wearing latex gloves gently lift and carry the reliquary over to a work table. Poco Benny, the conservator, swoops in.
To make sure the patient is doing well.
Yeah.
Now the four stunning reliquaries are together again to tell the complete story of the Virgin Mary that's painted on them. Museo San Marco director Marilena Tomasia escorted the precious Fra Angelicos on their trip to Boston from Florence.
I am happy that people of Boston can see them all together, and I hope they will love to see them together.
Gardner curator Nat Silver has his own wish for visitors.
I hope they'll be as impressed as the Pope was in 1434 when he walked into the sacristy at Santa Maria Novella and was surrounded by all of these little glimpses of heaven.
This reunion in Boston ends May 20th, but there's some talk of sending the Gardner Museum's Fra Angelico reliquary to Florence in the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The reliquaries are part of the new exhibit, Fra Angelico, Heaven on Earth, that opens today at the Gardner Museum in Boston.